on one of the national talk shows, Get Up to be specific, they were discussing the Ravens, who, of course, were coming off their big win on Monday night, and they win 41-31 against the Bucs, and we've all acknowledged, I think, that Lamar is playing better quarterback right now than anybody in the league, and he should be the MVP favorite, and he is in all of this. But then I heard them go from that to then acting like suddenly this Ravens team is just unbeatable. And I listen to the reason and the logic, and it just doesn't make sense. This was Greeny on Get Up.
Is the difference. You watch that team with him, they are markedly different. Lamar is brilliant. He's been brilliant a long time. This team is markedly different because of that.
You remember? Hold on. You remember?
So Lamar's not the MVP of his team just because he's been good for a long time?
No, he threw five touchdown passes.
I want to focus on.
In the same way that Randy Moss was the difference when he came to New England, Tom Brady was already a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But that elevated everything, basically to the point of being unstoppable.
Yes.
And that's what this guy has done. If this guy is healthy, nobody beats the Ravens.
Okay, I mean, like, that
he was healthy, wasn't he, in week one? Am I wrong?
Week one, they had Lamar and they had Henry week one against Kansas City. And they lost in a nail-biter. He was healthy and they had Henry with Lamar against the Raiders, did they not? In Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
At home. Mm-hmm. And they lost, did they not?
Correct.
So this notion of, like, they're unstoppable. Look, they're playing really good football right now. We already acknowledged Lamar. Derrick Henry's playing great. The Chiefs shut down Derrick Henry. The Chiefs have shut down most running backs, if not all, so far this season, including him.
The top two rushers in the NFL they've already faced.
Yeah.
And they held them to 103 total yards.
So, like, are we just completely ignoring reality? Like, is that what we're doing now? Where it's like, I understand that football teams week one are not the same football team on January 15th or whatever. Like, I totally get that. We've all watched enough football to understand whether it's due to injuries or whatever. And the Chiefs right now are not as healthy as they were week one. That is also a fact. However, we also know this Ravens team did lose head-to-head. And this Ravens team, in the postseason last year, was not able to have the same success they had in the regular season in the postseason. So how can anybody possibly say, like, they're just unbeatable if they have this 1-2 punch?
They're not. They're just I think it's the – every year, and it's usually about halfway through the season, so they fall in love with a team that they're like, when they play like this, no one will ever stop. And it's never the Chiefs because they never play well enough in the early part of the season to be that team, right? They're never playing, because, like, even now, they're 6-0, and nobody's out here saying, the Chiefs are an unbeatable monster.
Right.
They can't be stopped. Right now, what you're seeing in the Ravens is they're one of the healthiest teams in the league. So they still have Lamar. They still have Derrick Henry. They still have Flowers. They are comfortable. They have the people they need in order to play the game every week. And they're just playing the best football. So in previous years, it's been the Buffalo Bills. Remember when they're just, like, dropping 40 points on every team left and right? In previous years, it's been the Rams in the middle. It's been lots of teams in the middle of the regular season. Fine, go nuts. But to say if they play like this, they are an unbeatable monster, it's just not true. It's also ignoring their fatal flaw, that they can't stop the pass. So if we're just ignoring, like, if they were doing this and also allowing 5 points per game, well, let's have a conversation about how unbeatable they are. And maybe the first week was just the Chiefs caught them before they knew who they were, whatever version of the Ravens you want to set yourself up for. But if it's not that, well, then I'm not having a conversation. They are a mediocre defense. They are fine. Let's see, points per game. I know that their pass defense is no good. Points per game, they're 26.
Yeah, their best is against
26.
The run. Yeah, they're good against the run, but not against the pass.
Like, this, we talk about this with turnovers. Look at the company they're keeping defensively. The only teams worse defensively than them, and I'm sorry, they're tied for 26th, are Tampa Bay, Vegas, Jacksonville, Dallas, and Carolina. Those are the only teams who allow more points than the Ravens. I understand part of that is a falsehood because they allowed 30 points to the Bucs in what ended up being mostly garbage time. But damn, they could have stopped them once of those four drives instead of letting them go down and score a touchdown, get a turnover, make a stop. But the difference was, once the Bucs were only pass, the Ravens couldn't do anything about it. So no, I do think that I told you, if there was one team I got to take a pass on, I would choose the Ravens. If they just let me avoid someone in the playoffs and I had to choose in week 7, which is a ridiculous time to choose, right now I'd choose the Ravens. And they've still beaten them and beaten them consistently in the postseason. So I'm like, taking a pass because you have to give me a choice, I'm not afraid of anyone.
Yeah, two wins against them since January. Two wins since January against Baltimore, whether it was with Henry or without Derrick Henry. So it's just foolish to hear that comment on Get Up. And then the other part is we've also seen we haven't reached November and December, as I said a week ago, for the Ravens, where that's typically where, unfortunately, randomly Lamar Jackson will get an illness or whatever and maybe miss a game or two. And then we haven't obviously got to January, where that organization has not been the same team, simply put. That's it. Not the same team.
I think a lot of the... Yeah, no, it's not. And I... Like, assuming who's going to be healthy doesn't tell us anything. Does that make sense? Like, we're making a lot of broad assumptions in Week 7. Like, somebody was like, oh, way to be the winner in Week 7. Oh, man.
Yeah, and who knows? They might have more injuries then. The Chiefs could have more. The Chiefs could also be healthier in a weird way by the time they play in January. There's a real chance that in January they actually have a healthy Juju and a healthy Hollywood Brown and a healthy Isaiah Pacheco. And a healthy Aminihu. Like, that's all positive stuff. There's a chance other guys get hurt. But my point is, acting like this is the same, this is also the Chiefs team right this second that's going to play them again in January is not true. They're not playing this Saturday or this Sunday. They're going to play again on a Saturday or Sunday in January, most likely.
Somebody who was a good over on Twitch, Legend, said, hey, just real quick, was Derrick Henry healthy against the Raiders in Week 2?
Or is that a no?
Which way is it? It's just so much of that where you're just like, yeah, I can't do this with you. Every year we know who the team to beat is. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry if you're another fan base. I'm sorry if you're a national pundit and it sounds boring to come on the air because Nick Wright's got the national perspective of you better stop doubting the Chiefs locked down, but I'll make it easy on you. At the end of the day, if you choose some team and say they're unbeatable, you're going to look stupid because if they've never beaten the Chiefs in January – or February, I'm not going to worry about you or take you seriously until that moment. The biggest problem with the Ravens is they've played their worst football in January. Like, I don't know what it is about, like, the cold weather hits. That's not who they used to be as a franchise, remember? It'd be the opposite. We get to a January game, and, like, the Chiefs would somehow be the higher seed than the Ravens, and you're like, well, they're fried. Bye-bye. That's a lock. The Ravens weren't going down lightly in the postseason there for a while, but that's just not who they are anymore. They are consistently the kind of team that does that.